This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 9th. God's word for you today is Zero to Hero. Our scripture reading is taken from Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. And it says, Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. You may be threshing wheat at the bottom of the winepress, but God is saying you are made for more. You may be hiding, and that may be sufficient at the time. But God is saying to you, you are made for more. What I am saying in essence is, until God speaks, the hero remains a zero. You need to understand that what unleashes you from a zero to a hero is the voice of God. Sometimes it is okay to be a zero. It is okay to be in that bowl. Guess what? Sometimes it is common sense to remain in the bowl, to hide your oppressions. It is because if you do not deploy common sense, you will be extinct. Gideon had to deploy common sense so that he could feed his family because they were under rule. You could say Gideon was breaking the law because they were supposed to turn in all their produce to the Midianites. But Gideon had to use a superior law. He had to use common sense and to hide himself. What I am saying is, common sense is required until heaven speaks. When God speaks, most times it does not make sense. So, common sense goes out of the window. But God is speaking to you today and he is saying, stop hiding. Your greatness has come. Greatness resides in you. Stop hiding, mighty man or mighty woman of war. Stop hiding. That is the word to you today. Do you receive it? Stop hiding. The truth is, until you see yourself as God sees you, how God sees you will be different from how you see yourself. And it is seeing yourself as God sees you that makes all the difference. So, until you see yourself as God sees, you cannot experience all that God has for you. Let's go back to the illustration of the Ferrari. The question is, what is the most powerful part of the car? Is it the tires or the engine? I will say that the most powerful part of the car when the car is in motion is the steering wheel. The most powerful part of human life is the tongue. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 13 to 14 says, It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask, Who will cross the sea to bring it to us, so we can hear it and obey? No. The message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. The Bible says the message, this voice of God that makes the difference, this game-changing catalyst for your life and destiny is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. Your tongue is the steering wheel of your destiny. It is on your lips. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, I will operate at full capacity in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.